The Gemara says three things were difficult for Moshe to comprehend. Until Hashem showed it to him with his finger. The three halachas are actually the acronym of Moshe's name. Menorah, Shekel, and HaChodesh. In all three cases, the Torah uses the word Zeh, which connotes a physical demonstration. Regarding the Machzah Shekel, the Torah says, Zeh Yitnu. And the Medrash explains, Haraloi Kami Matbeah Shel Esh. Hashem showed Moshe a coin of fire, and he said, like this one they shall give. So Moshe's difficulty is understandable in the case of the Menorah and Rosh Chodesh. The menorah had intricate designs and had to be formed from a single slab of gold, making it difficult to visualize. Likewise, Rosh Chodesh required understanding the complex calculations of the moilet. But why did Moshe struggle to understand the shekel? Everyone knows what a coin looks like. And furthermore, why did Hashem show it to him in fire? So the Noam HaMelech explains that money like fire is paradoxical. Fire can warm and illuminate, but it can also consume and destroy. So Hashem demonstrated to Moshe the dual nature of money. Just as fire can be beneficial or destructive, so too can wealth. It can be used to support Torah, perform mitzvahs, and support those in need, or it can lead a person to corruption and spiritual downfall. This ties into the concept of why the Kohen Gadol could not perform the Avodah on Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash in gold garments. If gold was problematic, why was the Aron made of gold? And the answer is, the issue is not the gold itself, but the human intention behind the gold. Wealth can be a force for good, or can lead a person astray. There's another incredible concept regarding the Matbeah Shel Esh by the son of the Noam HaMelech. There's a fascinating Gemara in Masechtas Yuma. The Gemara describes that during the early period of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah was so overpowering that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah took extraordinary measures to neutralize its power. The Gemara describes how they trapped it in a container to weaken its influence. The Gemara says they bottled it up in lead, and that's how they neutralized its effectiveness. But this raises a fundamental question. The Yetzer Hara is not inherently evil. It's an angel, a pure spiritual power. So how could Chazal eliminate something that Hashem specifically created to test us? If Hashem wanted to remove this challenge, he would have done so himself. So how could the Chachamim take it upon themselves to eliminate something so fundamental? So the son of the Noam HaMelech provides a fascinating answer. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah did not destroy the Yetzer Hara entirely, but rather, they redirected its influence. Previously, it enticed people towards idol worship by making spiritual forces appear overwhelmingly real. People struggled to resist this allure and turned away from Hashem. With Chazal's intervention, this illusion was removed. But after that incident, the Yetzer Hara's power was reassigned. Instead of idol worship, it now seduced people into worshipping money. This new Yetzer Hara was even more challenging to overcome because money is necessary for survival. Money is not only legitimate, but absolutely necessary. The life of a Jew, as we know, requires lots of money. So what then is the Yetzer Hara? So the answer is, it is not money itself. Money is important in the life of a Jew. The Avodah Zarah of money is accumulating wealth for its own sake. Money that a person will never need. Money hoarded without purpose. The literal interpretation of Avodah Zarah is not idol worship. Avodah Zarah means Avodah, a service that is Zarah, that is foreign, that is not for the service of Hashem. Therefore, hoarding money is now the current version of the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. This is the modern incarnation of Avodah Zarah. Money is nothing more than a means of exchange. Money is just a means to an end. It has no inherent value. We work to accumulate money so that we can cash it in for Torah mitzvahs and accumulate rewards at Olam Haba. But if someone accumulates wealth as an end in itself, this would be equivalent to taking your child to the arcades and you spend hundreds of dollars and you amass thousands of tickets and you don't cash in those tickets for prizes. So Avodah Zarah of money is when you amass millions of dollars and you never redeem them for Torah mitzvahs and giving tzedakah. So Hashem showed Moshe a Matbeah Shel Esh to demonstrate to him that money, like fire, had now become the new Avodah Zarah. Our challenge is to use it wisely, as a means to serve Hashem, rather than an end in itself. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.